was Ruth, and this is Paul Simon, hopefully. You can call me Al.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me,
you can call me Al, Paul Simon. Yep. As you probably have figured out, I like words, and there was a term that Thoreau used in the book that I didn't read, which was a mess of pottage. This is a something we don't generally say, but I think we should incorporate it into our common verbiage. It's Wikipedia says, a mess of pottage is something immediately attractive but of little value, taken foolishly and carelessly in exchange for something more distant and perhaps less tangible, but immensely more valuable. Yeah. I expect that we do that all the time. And a mess of pottage, and pottage itself is a like a stew, like yam pottage, or it's a mushy stuff. I don't know why it's immediately attractive, but at any rate, a mess of pottage. So because of that, I have picked up Zoe Bookbinder's song, Make a Mess. I don't think she's thinking about pottage, but pottage is such a fun word. Pottage. Say it like that. Make a mess of pottage. Here's Make a Mess, Zoe Bookbinder.
Something impossible, something impossibly hard, was so easy, it was easily my most faithful scar. It meant nothing at all, and that's everything there was. But you held all the excuses, and I took one just because. I don't wanna get back all the things I left behind. No matter what, I'm losing something I might never find. I am holding both my hands right up against my ribs. I am tense in every muscle so that it won't give. Trail behind it, will it make a mess? I don't wanna get back all the things I left behind. No matter what, I'm losing something I might never find. No matter what, I'm losing something I might never find. No matter what, I'm losing something I might never find. Take a hint or drink from jars. Sometimes when I turn a key, let myself in or go too far. Whenever I roll on tires, though my boots give all I can. Often as I start a fire, say something rude or just get mad. I don't wanna get back all the things I left behind. No matter what, I'm losing something I might.
Zoe Bookbinder.
Become a member of the KISL family. It is easy to join and comes with many island discounts and freebies. You can sign up using a credit card or PayPal on our website, KISLAvalon.com.
Falcon's Wing, Keiko Matsui, and this is KISL Avalon. You're listening to Lifelines, and we've done a bit of an experiment today to see how much ranting I could do on a particular topic. And now we're on to the iPod Head music section. And now we have Sting with Rock Steady, because we are in a rock after all, little tiny bitty rock.
Time to worry, though there was just changed, like a room in my house had just been rearranged. She said, it stopped raining and I know the guy's kind, but if we stay here much longer, I'm gonna lose my mind. So he said we had a mission for his favorite dove, to see if there was any mercy from his great God above. So to find dry land, the way the white bird flew, we didn't need no country, just a rock. It was manna from heaven and let people blow this gig. But the rock's too small, he said, can't you see? I said, it's just perfect for her. It's perfect for me.
Rock steady, rock steady.
It's perfect for me.
Rock steady.
That was Sting, Rock Steady, and I'm not sure how steady this rock is that we're sitting on right now, but we're on it, so here we be. And here's the thing. Last night I watched a DVD of The Gods Must Be Crazy, which came out in the 80s, and I remember watching it then, and it was charming, and indeed I found it charming for the second time, having not remembered the whole thing or what it was about. But then I watched the DVD extra stuff that they give you, the special bonus tracks or whatever, and the wind just knocked right out of me. If you don't know The Gods Must Be Crazy, it's a lovely little story of a simple life, right? And how the simple life and the not-so-simple life collide. Except for, as it turns out, none of it was true. It's pulled off as if it's a documentary. It's about the Bushmen of the Kalahari. And in 2000, or you know, I guess in the late 1990s, there was a guy who went back to see the main Bushman in the movie, who's a lovely, charming, beaming, friendly soul, and to see what it was really like to be in that movie. And he was appalled that it was all a setup. It was indeed Hollywood, even though it was the British version of Hollywood, I guess. And that, in fact, they didn't live like that, and they were desperately poor, and like all the other people who used to live on the land, the American Indians, and anybody who was working in harmony with nature as nature fell out of harmony, they no longer could have those ways of life. And so they were hungry and exhausted all the time. And I just was kind of blown away by that. And in 2003, I guess, was the last time. And the man finally died, the Bushman, of tuberculosis. You know, that doesn't show up on the movie, of course. Anyway, I don't know why I thought of that. We just heard some Rocksteady Arc Critters, and here's a critter from Joni Mitchell, Coyote. Not quite really. Coyote is not really Coyote, but you'll figure that out.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit-and-run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. farmhouse burning down. In the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, we roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner, he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Right in the face. On the road to Belgeny, near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, had those same eyes just like yours, under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
It's Joni Mitchell with Coyote. The other thing I wanted to tell you guys was that in terms of what is worth doing, I've been fixing up my inflatable dinghy. I don't really care for chemicals and all that, but every now and then I find that they're necessary, unfortunately. And fixing the dinghy means I wouldn't have to buy a whole new one or use a hard shell, which would beat the heck out of the other plastic boat that I have and live in. So I'm trying to fix it with this rubber stuff, and it's this two-part epoxy resin. It's nasty. It comes out of the can. The one part looks a lot like sweetened condensed milk, but it smells like rubber cement on steroids. And then when you mix it with the droplets of hardener or kicker, it gets to a distinct snot-like consistency that's extremely gross. But man, that stuff holds. I don't even want to know how they make it. And I guess it's worth doing. You think?
This is Maybelle Leach from Poplar Bluff, Arkansas, and you are listening to KISL Island Radio, Avalon 88.7 FM.
See, there you have it. Even people from Arkansas know we're here. Now I want to focus on dancing because I taught the last dance class day after Christmas, and I'm going to be done with that for a while because I have other things, other fish I have to fry. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop dancing, and neither should you. So the next bunch of songs are all about dancing. Here's Danny Kaye. The best things happen while you're dancing. If you don't believe him, go to the casino on New Year's Eve and dance.
The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing. When you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. Soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet.
If by chance their cheeks should meet
while dancing. While you dance, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
Danny Kaye, followed by Brian Ferry. Don't stop the dance.
Mama said
Dancing the Kinks.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did.
In the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate.
The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. Sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would.
Come dancing,
come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
From the Kinks, Come Dancing to Reflex the Politics of Dancing. Reflex, The Politics of Dancing, followed by Dancing in the Street, David Bowie, Mick Jagger.
Okay! Tokyo!
South America!
Africa! nation, a chance for folks to meet. There'll be laughing and singing and music swinging,
dancing in the street. Philadelphia, PA,
dancing in the street.
Baltimore and Messina,
dancing in the street.
Don't forget the Motor City,
dancing in the street.
On the streets of Brazil,
dancing in the street.
Back in the USSR,
dancing in the street, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, and friends. Going back in time, we now go to Dancing Machine, the Jackson 5.
Hmm? Dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
Dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Dance Machine, followed by the Bee Gees. You should be dancing. And dancing is worth doing. And that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Bee Gees, you should be dancing. Well, you cannot say that Lifelines is not eclectic, from dead philosophers from the 1800s to sissy disco boys of the 70s. And now we'll go to Robert Palmer. I didn't mean to turn you on, and I hope very much that you did mean to turn KISL Owl on 88.7 FM on today, that you did mean to turn Lifelines on, and you'll turn it on again next week for more. Probably not so much talking next week. That was exhausting. But I'm going to just keep dancing now, because that's what I've been doing here in the studio while you have been out there in Radioland. I didn't mean to turn you on. Robert Palmer. Has been Lifelines. Yep. I see Shelton, aka the Liverboard. I'm solely responsible for the content. Aired from the fabulous KISL radio station in Avalon at Media Park. 88.7 on your FM dial. Yes, indeedy. Our theme music is If I Had a Boat by Lyle Lovett. If you have issue with anything you've heard here or you like it, check out singeing.com for blogs about cruising and the Liverboard docu-comic Sirius. Ha! Wow. I wanted this. That's what I wanted. Okay. Can't get through the day without it. Technical snafu. All right, tune in again next Monday from 11:30 to 1:30 for more of the unexpected. Because here at Lifelines, Anything can happen, and usually does. Thank you for listening. Fair winds on the airwaves.
Guts. You wanna make love or what? Oh, yeah, yeah.